Hey. I think I fell asleep for a second there. Oh, you're just so comfortable, I can't help it. God, that felt so good. I feel rejuvenated, energized. Also, extremely, extremely spent. Yeah, you do that to me. And you? How do you feel? Yeah, you're probably gonna be pretty tired for the next day or so. Oh, I don't know. I mean, you are pretty experienced, so maybe not. I just thought we got a little more intense than usual, didn't we? I mean, I was just doing what you told me you wanted, so... I'm not blaming you, but, let's say it's, we're both to blame for how intense it got. Oh, here, you need some water. Yeah, here. More. More. Come on, drink up. You need to really rehydrate after all that. Yes, you do. I am telling you what to do. We're still in this bed, and I think if I recall, the rules were that as long as we're in this bed, I'm in charge, right? That's right, so drink up. Alright, there you go. Yeah, I'm satisfied. Thank you for looking out for your hydration. Come here. No, I'm not gonna go to sleep on you again. I just wanna hold you. This is my favorite part. Well, maybe not my favorite, but my second favorite. My favorite is when you tip your head back and you look up at the ceiling. Your mouth is hanging open and can only see the whites of your eyes. You're making those noises. Ow! Okay. I'm sorry, it is my favorite part though. My second favorite part is this. Holding you. Listening to your breath start to slow down and listening to your heartbeat get softer and slower. I don't care that we're sweaty. No, stop squirming. No, you're not going anywhere. No, you're not going anywhere. I don't care how sweaty you are. I love you. I'm sweaty or not. I just want to hold you. So you liked it. The intensity of today. You liked the roughness? Yeah. You liked being told what to do? I liked that part too. You've already got a few marks forming, it looks like. Yeah, you've got one here on your back, and one here on your thigh. Oops. Yeah, I I guess that's my bad. Look, I'm sorry. I know you really wanted to wear that skirt out tonight, but I don't think I left your mark high enough. And if you wear it, then everybody's gonna see. Yeah, I know you, baby. You want everyone to see it, don't you? You deny it, but it's true. You would love to show up at the party tonight and have everyone notice that big bruise sticking out from the edge of your skirt. Those bite marks of mine. I know you. I know you better than anyone. Here, let me kiss them. Let me kiss those marks that I made on you. Let me just massage you if you want. I hear that's good. It helps blood flow get to the bruises so they don't get as dark or hurt as much later. Yeah? You want that? There. There we go. So are you feeling okay after all of that? I just want to make sure that, you know, there's nothing left over emotionally. Well, it just, you know, it got kind of intense, like I said. The words you wanted me to use and all of that. I just want to check in, make sure it's okay. You're okay. Good. I like how vulnerable you let yourself be with me. Yeah, it's really nice, and I don't know, it just lets me know that you trust me. I know you trust me, but you know, it's different when you say you trust someone and when you show them with actions. So, I don't know, it made me really happy how vulnerable you let yourself be. And you did so good following all my instructions and doing everything that I told you to. You were very sweet today. Very good. Oh, did you like that? Being called good? And you are, you know, a very, very good girl for me. I know that's what you want. You want to be a good girl for me, don't you? Well, you did. You did very good today, okay? Yeah. Yeah, you made me very proud today. You did so good. I'm gonna be thinking about tonight for a really long time. Probably until tomorrow, when I won't be able to keep my hands off of you when we do this all over again. Is there anything that that I could do better? Like, I don't know. Anything you want me to change? You want me to be harder? You're insatiable, aren't you? Yeah, you really are. I can go harder, babe. Yeah. I can give you whatever you want. Yeah, well, you know, I'm gonna keep you safe, always. I'm gonna take care of you, always. Your comfort and your pleasure and your safety, that's always gonna be my number one priority. Even before mine. You know that. You're so warm, you know that? Yeah, your body, it's just like my own little electric blanket. That's it, that's your new pet name. Electric blanket. I guess we should get out of bed. Yeah, we're supposed to be at that party in, what, an hour? I still need to take a shower and get dressed and everything. Do you know what you're gonna wear? Well, you can't wear the skirt. I mean, you can, but damn, babe, I mean, yeah. Yeah, all of those bruises are gonna be visible. I know. That's what you want. Okay, so you're gonna wear that. What am I gonna wear? You pick it up for me. Because you're good at that. And because I'm lazy. Because I just spent the last 2 hours doing unspeakable things to you. And I'm tired. I don't have the brain power to think about what to wear. Yeah, you pick up my outfit. Yeah, whatever you want. I know you like that blazer. The white shirt or the black shirt? White? Okay. What about my pants? I think those are dirty. They might be in the laundry. Oh, really? Aw. Thanks, babe. That's really sweet of you. I had no idea you did laundry. I didn't even notice. Okay. I'll wear those. You want to shower first? You want us to both shower at the same time? Babe. I mean, we do need to save water, so... why not? But, you know what's gonna happen when we both get in the shower together. What happens every time? You're gonna get me distracted. And then we're gonna be late. I'm not saying I don't want that to happen, I'm just saying that's what's gonna happen. So if you're okay with that, then I'm okay with that. Sounds good. Okay. Well... you stay here. You rest a little longer. Let me, go start running the water and get it ready. Okay? I know. Not too hot. I know. Alright. I'll meet you in there, babe. See you.